welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration that might transform into many different songs. The more you listen to me, we'll find out. If you guys know anything about me, I love to do Facebook Lives almost every single day while I am at home. I just got back from, I believe it was the fifth trip in like a month and a half, and normally I would have lost my stuff over that amount of travel because I forget to take care of myself on the road. I get really overwhelmed. When I'm on the road, a lot of times I seek comfort, right? And how do we do that? Through food, through maybe having extra drinks while I'm out because it's not really comfortable for me to constantly socialize with new people. Even though I love it, I recharge away from people. So I hate to say that I'm an introvert because I do love to be around people, but I get really exhausted easily if I'm around people all of the time, especially new people. So for me, a lot of ways to get comfortable is to have cocktails. And a lot of times I have to remember and remind myself that it's within me that I have to get comfortable. I don't need that as a crutch, you know? So it's really crazy. If I'm getting really, really honest, it's a great way to be able to ease yourself into conversation or a room full of people that you don't know. But when your life begins to, depend on it, or when my schedule is constantly this, I can't do that, obviously, or I'm never going to feel good and I'm always going to feel reliant on that and I'm never going to grow. So for me, these last five trips, I've been so proud of myself because I've been paying extra attention to self-care on the road. And for five trips in a month and a half, oh my goodness, normally I'd feel like just a train wreck, but I'm really trying to pay close attention because I want to be able to really enjoy my life no matter what time it is. I don't want to be waiting to be at home or be waiting to be back in a routine. I want to be in the now. So I'm starting to become really self-aware of what is going on in the now and what do I need. So it's like an emotional check-in, right? And I know that in order for me to really enjoy and be present and maximize the moment, and to be able to continue to grow and expand and not always be waiting for my perfect situations and my perfect scenarios, right? Because for me, honestly, it would be not traveling much at all. And that's just not my life. So where in your life are you waiting for something, right? Waiting to feel better, waiting to enjoy, waiting until something settles, waiting until something's perfect. And what are you relying on in the interim? Is there something that you're doing, a habit that is pulling you back, that's pulling you down? Like for me, like I said, it was maybe I go up to my room and I feel exhausted. So the quickest way to feel good is what? For me, well, maybe it's chocolate and some room service or some wine or whatever that is. And that can't happen all the time, right? Or just to sit there and vegetate. It's like, okay, what's actually going to recharge me? All right, set my alarm, make sure that I get up and at least do 30 minutes of movement. Can I do 5 minutes of grounding work? So can I just sit and close my eyes for 5 minutes, no matter how many times I keep wanting to get up or check my phone or practice for whatever I have to do that day? Can I just do 5 minutes of grounding work? Plant my feet on the floor, feel the bottom bottoms of my feet, getting grounded, getting rooted, picture roots growing through my feet and getting really solid, knowing that no matter where I am, whether I'm traveling, whether I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I can picture those roots. I can create those roots. I can feel a little bit more solid. I can view it as an opportunity to grow a little bit more, stand a little bit taller, really view it, like I said, as an opportunity to see where I could get a little bit stronger, right? Because everything's an opportunity. It's not, oh my gosh, I'm traveling again. I feel so chaotic. I feel so awful. But now I know that I do things that maybe people think are crazy. Like I have an extra suitcase with me and I will pay the extra money to have an extra suitcase with me because I'm going to bring extra things that make me feel good. You guys, I bring like boxes of tea so I can make tea in the room. I bring stuff to like make hot cocoa, like organic hot cocoa on the road. I bring my body pillow. People are like, whoa, you have so much stuff. I'm like, no, really, that suitcase right there, that's just my body pillow. I bring earplugs. I bring like everything because I am trying to find my comfort zone, my normalcy, things that nurture my soul. I bring my books. I try to make a playlist if I can of music that just really pumps me up, music that feeds my soul. I pre-plan maybe podcasts if I'm going to do a workout to just continue on the things that make me feel good, that make me feel normal instead of those crutches of what's the quickest way I can feel better, right? I feel so drained from being or doing things that are outside of my comfort zone, from being on the whole time, from talking, from connecting, from being uncomfortable in these different social situations to, okay, I know that if I go back to my room, I have a few things planned. And this is just a golden thread that keeps on coming up through everything I've been saying the last couple months is if I don't plan on it, if it's not premeditated, if I haven't visualized what I'm going to be doing when I'm on that trip or on the road or pre-plan my workouts, it just ain't gonna happen. I don't know what accent that was, but I like doing accents. All right, guys. So I just wanted to remind you where could you get more comfortable? Where could you take care of yourself just a little bit more? Or where could you start viewing something uncomfortable as an opportunity to expand? I have to tell you, I like want to do a happy dance. The fact that I am in this room excited to tell you guys that I have made it through 5 trips in like a month and a half. I never thought I would see this day because I used to come home worked over with an extra 10 pounds on my body, feeling terrible, dreading traveling, couldn't even think about an airplane, wanting to freak out, having massive anxiety, panic attacks, taking it out on my husband, saying, I can't live this way. We have to change everything. All right, well, what can you change right now? What could you do? Have you looked at it from a new perspective? Can you say no to things? And now I say no to things on the road. So if there's people who want me to meet at the bar to discuss even further on what we're talking about, or who say, I want to pick your brain, could I just spend 30 minutes with you on the lunch break? You know what? I've really set those boundaries of if I need to, no. If I need to recharge and go up to my room, that's what I'm doing. If I need to duck out 5 minutes early to make sure that I get back up to my room for a little bit of self-care, to close my eyes, to 5 minutes, just focus, maybe do a quick meditation or just sit in silence or just sit and sip on some tea or some coffee or whatever I want, or just sit and be silent and enjoy my food, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do constant check-ins and say, what do I need? And I'm going to say, no, I can't. I'm so sorry. I just have to go and do something. You don't have to say what you're going to go and do, all right? Or duck out early if you need to. Just start paying attention to how could I make this work better? You know, it's not clear everything, get rid of it. I can't do it. I can't do any of it. Especially if you have something that you know you need to do to move your business forward or for your message to come out or for you to be happy, right? When I travel, I get to speak. That's a huge part of my soul wanting to come out. So now I focus on, wow, without this, I don't know what I would do or where it would be. So where can you view it as an opportunity to set boundaries, as an opportunity to fall in love with what you get to do instead of what you have to do? So it's all about self-awareness. The more self-aware you are, the more willing you are to set boundaries, the more you can start falling in love with that thing that maybe was your arch nemesis before, right? Because before, if you would have asked me, oh my gosh, no way do I want to travel, I was the first person to say, you think it's glamorous? It's horrible. And now I'm like, you know what? I am so blessed to be able to get to do this. So blessed. Yes, I get tired, but I know how to recharge, right? You don't have to be fake about it. You can be real. There's totally real things that I acknowledge that happen. I mean, did I come home perfect? Did I come home feeling like I'm on top of the world? No, but I did know what to do to get right back in quicker, right? Get on that workout, tons of water, healthy food. And I know that if I do that for a solid week, I'm going to feel totally like myself again. So I don't get so overwhelmed with that feeling of, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I ate a whole lot more than I normally do. And I'm pretty sure 2 to 3 cocktails an evening is not the best way to go. And did I do that every evening? No, but you know, there was my fair share. So I just like to be really honest with where I'm at, because I can go in and out, and that is life. Because as you move on to bigger goals, as your life gets busier, perhaps as you take on more, you are learning how to become that person who is able to handle those new phases in your life, those new goals, those new accomplishments. Because who I was last year is not the same as who I am now. So it's constant growth, which means you're constantly going to be failing. So on the road to success, on the road to even bigger growth, there's just as many failures, if not more, but I don't view them as failures anymore. I view them as opportunities, right? Opportunities to expand, because the more expanded you are, the more fun life gets, the more you just enjoy every moment instead of viewing it as things, like I said, that you have to do. All right, sending you guys so much love. Just wanted to check in with you and thank you so much for being here. It just means the world to me to have you guys to chat with and to hear your feedback. I know a lot of you get in touch with me on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook, and you know, I'm on those platforms all the time, and I really love to hear what's going on in your life, because you are so much of where I get my content from. I want to be speaking to what's going on with you right now. So get a hold of me on Instagram. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you're thinking so that we can constantly be in a useful conversation to you. So until next time, guys, earn your happy. Thanks so much for being here. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.